We'll come out of recess. We've got 10:17 a.m. We are now here to discuss the Coon Creek Bridge update. Come on up.
Go ahead, Spencer, it's you guys.
Well, we've been trying to come in and meet with you every 2 weeks and kind of give you an update. We missed last week, but we've had some good progress take place. Over the last time we met, the contractor had completed all of the substructure work, all of the foundations and everything that support the beams. All of that work had been completed, and the site had been turned over to the county so the county could start working on placing the fill for both the east and the west approach. That work is probably 85% to 90% complete. The other thing that the county has completed in that time frame is that the rock blanket that goes underneath the bridge that protects the bridge from erosion, underneath, the rock blanket has been placed on both the east and west abutment slopes, again, to protect that. Now, it hasn't extended beyond that point to allow the contractor enough room to maneuver his equipment to place the beams, the deck, and the deck panels, and the concrete deck. And so with that, I'll turn it over to Larry and let Larry kind of give you an update what's scheduled over the next few weeks as far as progress on the project.
This week we're taking beams today on Monday. We've got beam delivery scheduled for Wednesday and for Friday as well. With the Tuesday and Thursday, Saturday being reserved for placing the beams, setting the beams. That is dependent on weather tomorrow, and we'll see what how the rain Tuesday evening and Wednesday might affect us. Our goal is to, once we set the beams, then we have what they call precast deck panels that are concrete that set on top of the beams. And then we'll be forming, forming the slab that will be placed on top of the beams. And that involves also the installation of rebar, the installation of anchor bolts for the guardrail that's going on the bridge. That all being said, our goal is to get the deck placed prior to Thanksgiving. And we'll see how this week goes. I'd like to get the beams set, if possible, by Saturday, and then we'd begin forming the slab on the bridge. Again, it's just kind of based on what the weather is. We've got quite a few pieces of beam to put together. There's almost 2,500 bolts in all the beams, so you do the math. If it takes a minute or 2 minutes a bolt to bolt things up, it's quite a man-hour process. So we'll see how that goes. But again, our goal is to get the deck placed prior to Thanksgiving. I like to do it probably. Don't like to place decks on Mondays. Because it's Monday, so the goal would be to place it on the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving.
And that deck pour, it'll just take 1 day to get that done, so it would be poured all in 1 day as a continuous pour. One thing, too, just to bring to your attention, we're working with Hartman Construction on another project up by Lebanon in Laclede County, and that project, it is such a point of construction where he's got a subcontractor that's coming in there that's doing the rebar on that project. And so Hartman has moved their men on that project down to this project to provide additional manpower on the job to help expedite the construction. So we'll appreciate their effort in doing that and the sense of urgency to, trying to get that bridge open as quick as we can. So to kind of talk a little bit more forward about the work that's going to be taking place is that once the beams and the deck panels are in place, that will allow the county to mobilize back in on the project to go ahead and start completing that eastern approach. Our goal, we're going to go meet on site after this meeting. Our goal is to allow the county to get the east approach to within 25 feet of the bridge. So then there would just be that final piece that would have to be patched in, so that we could then start looking at opening the project up for traffic. And then also do the same thing on the west side. We anticipate that the contractor will use that west approach in order to bring in his concrete trucks and the pump truck that will be necessary for pouring that concrete deck. So the east side should be open and accessible for the county to complete that work. One thing I had a conversation, Devin and I had a conversation with Larry about, is we know that due to the delay in the fabrication and shipping of the beams, that we're looking at a delay to the original project schedule. And talking to Larry about that, his request or ask of you would be to, if we could wait and have that discussion in 2 weeks, because there's some major activities that are taking place, which will really be able to help him give a better prediction on being able to wrap things up, so that you can make an informed decision and then you can inform the public of what's happening out there.
I think, you know, you've been working Saturdays. Your guys have been working Saturdays. You guys have been, like you said, you brought more people down from other jobs. So thank you for taking interest in, and like you said, expediting and trying to get this thing done. So we do appreciate that. I think that's a good idea. We can wait. We need to talk next week. Not, maybe not formally, but just kind of. I know you guys have all been talking. So if we kind of know what's going on next week, we might be able to. What day is the 14th on? Is that on Wednesday?
The 5th is next Monday.
Oh.
The 5th, the 12th.
So Wednesday. Okay. So we'll know if we meet in 2 weeks again. We'll have a lot better idea of kind of where we're at, what's going on.
So that meeting would actually be on the 13th then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 12th is Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'll get that put on the agenda for the 13th.
Okay. Devin, you have anything else to add?
No, I don't. We're just in coordination with them on when we can come in and do our part and which we've done it. So
I'll say, correct me if I'm wrong, with the delay of the beams, but then the county able to come in and do their part, is that not, say, I mean, overall it might extend it a little bit, but we really have save some time.
Absolutely.
With the county coming in. And so
absolutely. That working together between the county and the contractor, even though we've had a delay by a third party as far as the beams, the
right.
county and the contractor work together to compress that schedule down to reduce that impact. And that's been the goal that you guys set out for us
right.
When we brought this to your attention. So
from the beginning, that was planned.
Yep.
Yes.
So that's been working well, and we're hoping that we can continue to do that and then give you the realistic expectation is what you can inform the public about.
Right.
The one thing, too, is that as beams are arriving, Devin's been working to make sure that the right people have been informed of the beam delivery and what's going on with that.
Correct. We've got a person over there right now going with them on the escort of them. They did end up changing that on Friday when they talked to me from going through downtown Branson, going through a diverging diamond and two roundabouts. So they went through Hollister this morning and met up by the college, that big parking lot, and then escorted them on in. They had like 13 intersections they blocked off so people wouldn't be pulling out in front of them and that. So.
And they should be just minimal disruptions to traffic, but as those beams are moving through, there'll be adequate personnel there to make sure that those are all maneuvered safely.
Plus to help them back in from BB down Cooper. They had to back in.
Okay.
And so I know this morning the cranes are set up and they're just waiting on the arrival of the beams.
Right. There probably should be some there by now, is there not? Or do you
know? They should be there by now.
They should be getting close. Today there's 4 loads coming in. There's 2 permit loads because of the lane.
Those are 65-foot beams or something?
Right. And then there, one truckload's got 4 beams on it. They're about 44-foot in length. And then the other truckload has what we call the diaphragms, which is just miscellaneous metal that looks like a regular tractor trailer, just a metal sack on it. On Wednesday, it should be three loads again because you've got longer beams that will be permitted. And then on Friday, it should just be two permit loads. So each day that we're taking beams, we're taking less truckloads. That's what I'm trying to emphasize. Okay. So less impact to the community as well.
Good.
So I've got a packet of information that just kind of goes through this and gives you a little verbal description on that and then some photos that document that progress.
Thank you.
Closed anymore. Due to rain. Yeah, that'll be good. Well, I appreciate you guys, mainly communication.
Thanks. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we'll recess and be upstairs for executive session 610.021.3.